You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. So welcome everyone to our show, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Mary Angela and
Nick. So we want to thank everyone. Like Mary Angela said, to all the listeners, in Toronto, Manitoba, Winnipeg, Canada, around the world, and especially the faithful parishioners of All Saints.
Yes, indeed. We are so grateful.
Yeah, we're so grateful. We're so truly blessed to have everyone part of this. And we thank Alex and the staff here at Radio Maria for making this happen. But most of all, we thank Jesus because Amen. He is at the center. Right. So what is our mission? Our mission is to be a testimony. We're here to inspire. We're here to share the goodness, to share the good news of Jesus and how much joy that can be had when we say yes to Jesus. So simply
and to
put,
keep him at the center. Yeah, that's how so you true. Receive all the joy. Yes.
So this evening, it's a two-part show. We're going to talk in the first half, we're going to talk about grace. And yeah. And the second half, we're going to
talk about mercy. Yeah, and if you didn't know, if you were paying attention to the beginning opening prayer, we started off with mentions mercy and grace. So, yeah.
And so we will be... how will we do this? Well, we will use a lot of these things from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. We have a lot of Bible quotes, scripture readings, and, you know, how much can you really say about grace in an hour and mercy? Like, you can go on for days.
Oh, for sure. There's lots to say about mercy yeah. and grace. Yes.
So what we're going to do is just kind of scratch the surface.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the ultimate buffet of words and wisdom, especially grace and mercy. Like how blessed we truly are, right? Yes. To have these in our lives mm-hmm. and in the greatest country in the world.
So hopefully... this will give you a little bit of inspiration and, you know, understanding of just how blessed we are.
Yeah, and to spread the message throughout the land. So, as usual, we'll start with the intentions. So, we pray for all those who have passed away. We pray for those that are in hospital, those who have just had surgery, we pray for Elena, we pray for baby Lainey, and we pray for baby Sienna, who are both, one is born, baby Lainey and baby Sienna, who had both had a little bit of complications, but baby Sienna had, she had brain cancer, and, you know, late, she's in recovery, so this is fantastic. We pray for a friend of ours, Mary. We pray for the intentions in our heart. We pray for those who are suffering mentally, physically, and spiritually.
And we pray for our family yeah, and our friends.
Our yes. family and our friends, but especially to those in China who with this coronavirus. This is something that we need to really pray for the people that have
been affected by it.
And we also pray for the repose of the soul of the doctor who told of the outbreak and no one took him serious. So we pray for that doctor who we know is in heaven, and we pray for his family too, and all those who are suffering or just waiting to get some medical attention. So those are just some of the intentions, and we pray for your intentions also. So, Mariangela, just a news flash update. Anything going on? What happened at our church recently?
Yeah, we were heavily involved in leading the marriage preparation course that was held in January at our parish, All Saints. We had 11 couples, I believe, engaged couples attend our program course.
Yes.
We always get really good feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it turned out really well.
Yeah, and it helps us deepen our marriage and, you know, to be, you know, not just a testimonial, but a witness. How good it can be, you know, when you're together with Jesus at the center.
Yeah, so it's a continual renewal of our own vows.
Yeah. So
yes, we get a lot out of it.
Yeah, that's just a little bit of happened because we just came, you know, finished the Epiphany and Christmas season. But next month or in a couple weeks, it'll be Lent.
Lent.
Right?
Yes,
Ash Wednesday's
Ash
coming
Wednesday,
up. So
yes.
We look forward to talking to everyone in March about Lent. But this evening, we will start with grace. So what is the definition of grace? In the definition of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, grace is favor. It is the free and undeserved help that God gives us to respond to his call to become children of God, adopted sons and daughters, partakers of the divine nature and of eternal life. So just a little sidebar, we can say grace. Some people are called grace. Mary was full of grace. But do we see grace? Grace is, it's an invisible blessing from God, right?
Yeah, it's a real gift from God.
So now we're going to delve into the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So at this point, we're just going to read a little bit from it, and then we will share some thoughts, quotes, and ideas. And then we will also share a few words from the song, Amazing Grace.
So from the Catechism, it says, "The grace of the Holy Spirit has the power to justify us, that is, to cleanse us from our sins and to communicate to us the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ and through baptism. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him." So it's through God's grace that we have salvation, right?
Yeah.
"Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we take part in Christ's passion by dying to sin, and in his resurrection by being born to new life, we are members of his body, which is the church. The first work of the grace of the Holy Spirit is conversion."
Yeah, that's big, conversion. Mm-hmm. Especially at Lent coming up, right?
Yes, indeed, converting. So it's conversion, effecting justification in accordance with Jesus' proclamation at the beginning of the gospel. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And that's what we're to do during Lent, aren't we? To repent.
Repent and become closer to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
"So moved by grace, man and women turn toward God and away from sin, thus accepting forgiveness and righteousness from on high. Justification is not only the remission of sins, but also the sanctification and renewal of the interior man."
Wow. We need to stop and pause, right? But we can only pause so much on the radio, right? Mm-hmm. So just it's just so incredible, the richness of Jesus, of God's grace, right?
Yeah, so grace is our works of the Holy Spirit given to us, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's the whole gist of it.
So a little bit more on grace. Our justification comes from the grace of God. Grace is favor and free and undeserved help that God gives us to respond to his call to become children of God, adopted sons, partakers of the divine nature of eternal life.
Yeah, so it's given freely to us.
Really, no charge.
Undeserved, we often don't really deserve.
Yeah, it's just
the blessings.
Yeah, grace is abound, but yet at times we say, "Hey, it's not enough." Meanwhile, it's just showering down on us, right?
Yes, yes.
So grace is a participation in the life of God. It introduces us into the intimacy of the Trinitarian life. By baptism, the Christian participates in the grace of Christ, the head of the body. As an adopted son, we can henceforth call God Father in union with the only Son. The grace of God is the gracious gift that God makes to us of his own life, infused by the Holy Spirit into our soul to heal it of sin and to sanctify. Got to stop there again. That was a pretty strong one, right? So, Miranda, a little bit more on the sanctifying grace.
Yeah, the sanctifying grace is a habitual gift. It's a stable and supernatural disposition that perfects the soul itself to enable it to live with God, to act by his love. So habitual grace, the permanent disposition to live and act in keeping with God's call, is distinguished from actual graces, which refer to God's interventions, whether at the beginning of conversion or the course of the work of sanctification. So there's two types of graces here, right? Something that's given permanently and something that comes into play when it's needed, right? When God intervenes.
Yeah.
So God's free initiative demands man's free response. For God has created man in his image by conferring on him, along with freedom, the power to know him and love him. So we have to respond to the graces. That's what helps us. God gives us the graces, but we have to respond to it. We have to accept it and nurture it and
so our
move forward, right?
Our response, our duty, our responsibility is to spread those graces and build his kingdom here on earth.
So the soul enters freely into the communion of love. God immediately touches and directly moves the heart of man. He has placed in man a longing for truth and goodness that he can satisfy. The promises of eternal life respond beyond all hope to this desire. So grace is first and foremost the gift of the Spirit, who justifies and sanctifies us. But grace also includes the gifts that the Spirit grants us to associate us with his work, to enable us to collaborate in the salvation of others, and in the growth of the body of the Christ, the church.
So a couple words jump out to me here. Sanctifying and salvation. A lot of times, sanctifying kept coming up more and more. But the ultimate goal is, in the end, our salvation. Where will we be, right? And if we accept and we use the graces bestowed upon us, which we will share with you shortly. This is what I think is given to us. I think I didn't want to say expected of us because it's free will. Mm-hmm. But I think when we reach the pearly gates, or when the time comes, when we come face to face, I hear, a lot of people say the one question you will be asked is, did you do my will? Did you spread my message, right?
So. Yeah, and it's not only in granting us the graces for like our own salvation. The graces also enable us to collaborate in the salvation of others. So working towards helping others in their salvation.
Yeah.
And the growth of the church.
So I want to share with you the first part of the song, Amazing Grace. Now, the Amazing Grace is all about a captain who was in the slave trade that would bring slaves from Africa over to North America. And at that time, as Marianne just said, it's also about conversion, right? And he had conversion in his heart, and he says, this is not right. So he turned the boat back, and he freed the slaves, that the soon-to-be slaves, back to their homeland. And the first part goes, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I can see. And that was because of God's amazing grace.
Yeah, and in the verse, it kind of describes how undeserving we are. The captain felt, because saved a wretch like me. You know, I'm so undeserving of this amazing grace.
And he still got it.
Yes. So it's really apropos a song.
So Marianne, can you share with us a little bit about what Pope Francis says?
About gracing, mm-hmm. grace and how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he writes in Misericordia et Miseria. He talks about how his teachings, Pope Francis' teachings, have made it clear that whatever we think about the relationship between our good actions and the work of God, it's always that God's grace comes first. So it's not about our actions. Our actions don't come first. It's God's grace that comes first.
I think it's a grace just to be born, right? That's a blessing.
Yeah, and then in Gaudete Exultate, Pope Francis insists many times that grace is indeed first.
Marianne reads Latin a lot better than me. That's that's why I let her read this part, so...
So God always takes the initiative. And quoting from St. John Chrysostom, he writes that God pours into us the very source of all his gifts, even before we enter into battle. And later he says, the desire to be cleansed comes about in us through the outpouring and working of the Holy Spirit. So it's all the work of the Holy Spirit that helps us through, gives us the graces. It's the works of the Holy Spirit.
You know, in doing research for this program, going over it for the last couple weeks, is just like, it was just so, I don't want to say overwhelming, but it was overjoying just to learn about the grace, the beauty, the freedom, the blessings, the gifts. You know, these are some of the words: favor, goodwill, approval, indulgence, caritas, kindness. That is all around, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, it's just like sometimes when we were both preparing for the show, we just had to step back and say, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's,
how blessed are we?
Yeah, and it's invisible, right? Because, you know, sometimes, we touch things. We go on video, everything's digital, but I'll believe it when I see it, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But it's the reverse, when you believe it, things will come up, right? Before, you don't need to see it. It's like Thomas, St. Thomas, right? When he didn't believe that Jesus came back from the dead, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, Jesus said, blessed are those who believe and do not see, right? And these mm-hmm. are, I just wanted to share that like, it's just so overjoying how much joy comes from the graces of God and in doing this show that, mm-hmm. I wish we had a little bit more time, but, like I said, we're just going to kind of scratch the surface, and then you guys can pray on it later after the show. So, Mariangela, can you share with us a few different types of grace? I'll say the first couple, and then you say the finish. We have common grace. God loves everyone. We have saving grace. For it is by grace that you have been saved. There's sanctifying grace. This is the power in God's grace, and immediately after we are saved, it goes to work to purify and sanctify us.
There's also provisional grace. So through his provisional grace, God provides for all our needs. When you get a better job or an unexpected gift, count it as a grace from God. That's an example. Miraculous grace. Look at what's happening in the early church. Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. So through his grace, God still does miracles every day. He doesn't have to do this. He does it because he is full of grace. There's also serving grace. So every believer is freely given spiritual gifts to serve others and bolster their faith. So God, and then there's sustaining. Sustaining grace. So in times of trial and suffering, Jesus says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness."
Well,
so God sustains us. Yeah.
Another time we got to take a breath and, whoa, it's kind of like Lectio Divina. You put it out there, then you meditate on the word. So we will show, we'll talk a few ways on how to grow in the grace of God. So the first one being, God can be received by taking part in the sacraments that are administered in the church and through prayer. So the first one is prayer. Every time we pray with a humble heart and pure intentions, we take in the grace of God. Charity, by helping others. Penance, and with Lent coming up, this is time for penance.
We also can grow in grace through the sacraments. For example, the Eucharist. By taking in the Holy Eucharist, the Holy Communion, we can grow in our grace in receiving Jesus. And also as an extension of prayer is the Hail Mary. So perhaps doing the rosary and let us love, Mary and the prayer that she loves so much is the Hail Mary. So, because Hail Mary, it was full of grace.
Interesting. Yeah. Hey, we say it so many times that we say, oh, now it makes sense. So, Mary Angela,
There's also ways to respond to the gift of grace.
That's right.
So, we
can humbly ask.
Four ways.
We can in prayer. We ask Jesus what we need, right? And how do we ask? Well, we ask with an open mind. Being willing to let go of our agenda. Right. And with an open mind, we can maybe see all the beautiful and the joy and the abundance and the favor and the blessings.
It's all about not my will, but
that's right.
Your will be done.
But we
right?
need to with an open mind. And I want to add to that a open heart. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, the other way is by watching the ways that God responds. So grace, we find often it comes in really surprising ways. So it's through prayer and just our paying attention, our being aware that we can learn to recognize that God is at work in our lives. And one sure sign of God's grace is a feeling that we get when we receive grace, the feeling of gratitude and a desire to give to others. And then the last way is just to pass it on. So when we love one another, we pass on God's life to others. Having been blessed, we can bless others in our family, at work, in our community. And when we are forgiven, we can then also forgive others. So it's just continuing to pass it on to the next person. And it just grows, right?
Yeah. So in addition to what Marin just said, forgiveness, We can also have the acceptance. These are more actions we can do, you know, because God, after the forgiveness comes acceptance. And then the presence, like acceptance, the grace of God's presence means that our Father is not too far. We believe that his presence is there. Then there is enablement, and that's all about spreading the message of the kingdom of God, right? So, shared a lot of things with you guys in the last few 20 minutes, right? But we also want to say there are some of the things that block us from the graces. You know, we need to be careful about pride, jealousy, anger, and entitlement, right? Some of the things that, you know, grace does is that his grace renews. Maranja, what's another thing that grace does?
Oh, what grace does? It's ours, even though we don't deserve it. We've said that before, right?
How lucky we are.
Yeah.
Truly lucky.
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost? No charge.
It's free. We've also said that before. It's totally free.
Yeah, è tutto pagato. Mm-hmm. It's all paid, no charge.
Wow.
Imagine that, going to a restaurant and you want to pay the bill and the waiter comes up to you. How much is it? No, sorry, sir.
It's already been paid for.
Tutto pagato, right? It's already paid for. And that's what God's grace is, right?
And although we can't even ever repay God for his graces, we can still show how grateful we are, right, for all that all the graces he gives us and the gifts he gives us. So,
yeah.
And yes, your grace is enough.
Your grace is enough. And on that note, we'll take a small musical break, and then we'll be back to wrap up grace and start about mercy.
Sinner's restless heart, you lead us by still waters and to mercy, and nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children. Your love and justice, God of Jacob. You use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation. And all your people sing along. Children, remember your promise.
remember your promise, oh God.
Yes, welcome back. So, I love this song, Your Grace is Enough. It just speaks to me how, you know, it truly is. God's grace is enough to keep us going. And the part here, it says, you wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters to mercy, and nothing can keep us apart. And so that leads us into our next topic, mercy.
Before we get into mercy, I just wanted to share with you some really, really powerful quotes from the New Testament. From Corinthians, St. Paul writes, and he said, unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And for by grace, you are saved through faith, right? And for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And here's the big one, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is, of course, from John 3:16. So, just as mentioned before, we want to share with you, you know, some words, thoughts, reflections, Bible quotes on grace. Now, a very, very close word to grace is
God's mercy.
Mm-hmm. So, Marian's, what is the definition of mercy? Where do we start?
Yeah. Indeed. Oh boy, that's a big word, isn't it?
Well, mercy. Let's just say mercy is compassion, and that's basically it. Good night, folks. But no, there's a lot more to it than
That's right. So, mercy is all about our disposition, or God's disposition, to be kind and forgiving. And it's all based on compassion and mercy. But mercy differs from compassion, or the feeling of sympathy and putting feelings into practice with a readiness to help, to assist. So it's therefore the willingness to help anyone in need, especially in need of pardon or reconciliation.
Yeah, that's big.
So it's, yeah.
Forgiveness, compassion.
So again, right? It's not, it's given freely, just like grace. And, you know, anyone in need of forgiveness, it's given, right?
Yeah. So here comes the Latin part, Mariangela. Okay. More Latin words. It's your turn.
Okay. So the Latin word, which is the ultimate root of our English word mercy, is misericordia. It, in turn, derives from the two words miserere, meaning to have pity on or compassion for, and cor, meaning heart. So of the heart. So mercy, therefore, carries the idea of having compassion on someone with all one's heart. So it's from the inmost depth, from the heart that one of one's being that, you know, mercy derives from.
Yeah, and Jesus was, big message of Jesus was to have mercy, right? Mm-hmm. So let's just jump right into it. Marianne, the corporal works of mercy. So yes. There's seven of them. There's the corporal works, and corporal coming from corpo, like the body, right? So these are the things we can do for the body, right? Mm-hmm. So we can feed the hungry. How? Maybe eat less so you can have extra food to give to the homeless,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
We can clothe the naked, you know, mm-hmm. like families in need. We can share, or we can give to St. Vincent de Paul.
Mm-hmm.
We can visit the sick.
Those that are in hospital.
Those in hospital, or those that are lonely. Mm-hmm. Like, not that they're sick, but it is a visit, right? Because they're lacking the presence of people to come to them, right? And we can respectfully bury the dead.
Mm-hmm. We can give drink to the thirsty. We can harbor the harborless and ransom the captive.
And so now we have the spiritual works of mercy, right? Mary and Joe, can you share with us a couple of them?
Yeah, the first is to instruct or to teach those that are ignorant, to admonish the sinners, to forgive offenses willingly.
That's not easy.
No, it's not.
When we've been slighted or someone speaks ill or just, you know, when there's politics in your workplace or there's politics wherever, some circle of wherever you are, it's not easy, but Jesus asks us to forgive.
Mm-hmm. Also to pray for the living and the dead. So let's not forget those that have passed on, to continue to pray for them.
And I just want to share with you, when they say pray for the dead, I think that's, you know, the ones in purgatory, mm-hmm. right? We pray for our loved ones in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But when Cardinal Collins just recently, we were listening to him and Lectio Divina, and he said, you could pray for, you know, the ones that have passed, the ones that are in heaven.
Said, they've already made it.
They're made it. They're in paradise. He goes, there's no prayers.
There's no need.
Yeah, there's no prayers that are lost or of no use. Like he says, keep on praying.
Mm-hmm.
But the news he shared with us, and I just wanted to share that with the listeners, that if someone has passed away, or as they say, passed on, you know, they've died and they've passed on to the next life, it's comforting to know that they're in paradise, right? That they've made it, right? And they're the ones praying for us.
I was going to say that, and maybe that's what we could do, is pray to them through their intercession to pray for us.
Yeah,
to give us some.
You know, maybe they're the ones praying for the living.
Yes. Other spiritual works are to counsel those that are doubtful, to bear wrongs patiently.
Patiently.
That's a big one. Have a lot of patience.
Especially in today's age, we're always such in a rush. We're on the go.
Someone cuts you off.
Cuts you off. Even, you know, coming into the show, like we really had to, you know, we took our time. You know, we just, you know, be patient. You don't want to rush it because, you know, like, why are we always in a hurry all the time, right? I think it's kind of like the new sensation, right? Like, to keep us all motivated. But
maybe we feel like if we don't keep moving, we feel like we're not doing anything.
That's
right. Like,
society dictates that we always need to keep.
We're not worth anything.
Yeah, we have to keep growing and striving and moving. But that's not the case, right? We just do things patiently, like eat slowly, pray slowly, drive slowly, right? So these are some of the spiritual works. And there's one more?
Yeah, the last one is to comfort the afflicted.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those that are suffering, you know, bring them comfort.
Yeah, or even share with them words or pray with them or just...
Just be with them to
comfort.
Comfort them.
You know what? As much as we mentioned, you know, share good words, pray with them, talk to them, I think they just want someone, some people want to just want to be heard,
mm-hmm.
right? That's big, right? Some people just want to be in silence. So just be there. You don't even have to say anything.
Nope. Just being present is a lot, I think.
You know, like it even really watching a
to
movie.
To share, right?
Yeah, being together, right? Mm-hmm. So that in a way is to comfort, right? And to put their needs, their situation in front of yours, right? As much as sometimes you want to help and share words of wisdom, you know, you also want to be there and just listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maranja, can you share with us some words that are close to the word mercy?
Yeah, how about we both do that? So I'll start by saying mercy. Another word for mercy is forgiveness. It's compassion. It's sympathy. What else is it?
Then there's empathy, right? And what are some of the actions that we can do to have mercy? Well, one of them is humility. And as mentioned before, right? Look at Jesus, right? I just read a quote, you know, everyone is sharing words on how to deal with things. I read something very, very moving. And it said, look to the cross, right? How Jesus humbled himself, right? I think all our answers are there when we say, look at the cross and look at Jesus on Calvary, right? You know, Jesus, he had so much mercy. He took all our sins. Like, he did it for us, right? Do we see it? Right? This is why Jesus came. He gave himself up for us in his humble and merciful way. What else can we show, Mary Angela, in if we want to show mercy? What other action can we share?
We could just be kind to others.
Yeah. Right? Let them in.
Mm-hmm.
Share a smile. You know, buy coffee for some. Some that might not really deserve it, but
just in, like we were talking before,
surprise
by
them.
Comforting, being yeah. just being present to others.
You know, try this something that, you know, maybe not on good terms with someone, be it at work or a friend. Just do the opposite, right? And just show kindness. Mm-hmm. And you're not doing anything other than, you know, building the kingdom of God through the kindness, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, those are just some, you know, random acts of kindness, right? Those are some things, you know, and, you know, a big thing, of course, and we mentioned this, the first part, is another action is forgiveness, right? Just let it go. And us asking for forgiveness, right? Mm-hmm. Because how can you, you know, I think you can forgive more once you are forgiven, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You feel so much better. Like when you go to confession, right? And you leave, it feels like, you know, there's a 10-pound weight off your shoulders, right?
Absolutely. Forgiveness is more, well, it's good for the person you're forgiving, but it's also good for yourself because it's, you know, lifts, like you said, a heavy weight off your shoulders when you forgive.
Yeah, so the story of the Good Samaritan is probably one of the largest, not the largest, but like one of the most famous stories of
about mercy and right? forgiveness, yes.
So I'll start it and Mary Angela will finish it.
Mercy,
so
rather.
A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his garments and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by him on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the same place, came and looked on him and passed by the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was and saw him.
He had compassion on him. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever you spend when I come again, I will repay you. Which now of these three was the neighbor that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do likewise. From Luke.
Yeah. Just want to share something. When we were in the Holy Land many years ago, we were driving down from Nazareth. We were on the highway. And the tour guide said to us, we're on a road. We're going the Good Samaritan. You know, he preached the gospel that we just shared with you. And he said, this is the road that it happened on. And we were both taken aback, right? Right, Maranzo, when they shared with us that story of the Good Samaritan.
Yes,
and
yes,
you just
true.
Felt, you know, whenever you, you know, and hopefully everyone can get a chance to go to the Holy Land and the scripture is read, whatever part of the country you're in, we'll read this specific
it
gospel.
It just comes alive.
Yeah, it just comes alive. And we just envisioned this this incident of great mercy and compassion of the Good Samaritan, right? Because at that time, the Samaritan and the Jews did not get along. So there's even a deeper story that it was a Samaritan that did this.
Yeah, and just reading this passage, what came to my mind is like, which one are we? Are we that priest that just passes by? Or are we the Levite who just looked, again, looked at him and then go on the all the way to the other side of the street? Or are we that Samaritan that really, you know, stopped and really like went beyond just, you know, helping at the, you know, at that moment, you know, really, you know, helped poor, you know, helped with the wounds and all that, and even helped him to get a place to stay, right? So, like nowadays, often it's like, how many Good Samaritans do we see? Do we hear on the news, you know, people just passing by and not doing anything?
Yeah,
people are just videoed, taping
no
everything,
helping.
And no one's really helping. It's
so
what's going on
called,
in this world, right?
You know, we're called, like we're given the grace of so much that I think it's in us that we need to be merciful.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, help one another,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what we do is after some Easter Sunday comes Divine Mercy Sunday, and that's a whole other topic that we can talk about. But it talks about Jesus' divine mercy, and it was the visions that Saint Faustina Kowalska got back in 19. You know, in the early 1930s, that Jesus spoke to her, right? And the divine mercy message is one we can simply call to mind by remembering the ABCs. So A is to ask for his mercy. God wants us to approach him in prayer, constantly repenting of our sins and asking him to pour his mercy upon us and upon the whole world.
The B is to be merciful. God wants us to receive his mercy and to let it flow through us to others. He wants us to extend love and forgiveness to others, just as he does to us.
And C would be to completely trust in Jesus. God wants us to know that the graces of his mercy are all dependent on his trust. The more we trust in Jesus, the more we will receive. So that really kind of nicely ties in what we've been talking about, grace and mercy, and it is all dependent on trust,
mm-hmm.
right? So when we think about mercy, you know, we look to the divine mercy, right? Which is, again, sometimes it's so overwhelming just to see how much love Jesus has, not just had, but has for us, because he came in his mercy to for our salvation, right?
Yeah, and when we really come to think about all of God's graces and mercy, you know, we come to realize just how blessed, and it just brings joy to our life, right? When we just stop and think about it. So we know by focusing on the good that God does for us, it truly, truly does bring us joy.
Yeah, and one of the Beatitudes, it says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Mm-hmm.
So in closing, just to recap, we spoke about grace, which is, you know, it's
the free gift from God.
The free gift from God. And we need to stop and just say, whoa, I'm loved so much, right? That it's all abound. You know, it's free. It's a blessing. It's all around, right? And we need to take that and bring others to acknowledge the beauty.
Yeah,
and
we
the
have to collaborate with others
to build to His this. Kingdom of Absolutely. God on earth. Right. Then we spoke about mercy
yeah.
which is compassion, forgiveness, humility. I like this quote that Jesus says, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I have come to call the righteous." So not the righteous, but sinners.
And right? It's no matter what we do, God's mercies, forgiveness, and compassion will always be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
let's just end with a closing prayer.
Yeah, and before we close with the prayer, I just want to thank everyone that's been part of this evening, especially to Alex, the program, the mix master back there.
The producer.
The producer. We want to thank all the listeners again. A special big hello to all the parishioners at All Saints. To all our family, friends, and to all the new listeners.
Yes,
right?
thank you for all your support.
Yeah, and and especially the ones that maybe aren't able to listen in. Right, we know that you're part of this program because a big part of what we do is all the wonderful and most excellent people in our lives. Right, that we take our relationships with them and we translate them into this program because everything we share is, as Spanish group before us says, is a testimonial, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So, Mary Angela, can you share with us the closing prayer?
Our closing prayer. God's grace abounds in many different ways. God gives us unmerited favor in so many different forms. His grace and mercy are limitless. I pray that you will know that God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, you will prosper in every good work. Amen.
Amen. So thank you, dear friends, for listening. We will be with you on the second week of March. It will be, our topic will be, of course, Lent.
Yeah, it'll be March 11th, so see you all then. We wish you good night. God bless.
And talk to you soon. Amen.
Take care.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.